Blog Talk Radio.
Microphone 646-652-4479 is the imaginary test number. I am just talking to see if I am live. I need someone to tell me if I am live and or not. So if somebody can help me out there, I really would appreciate it. I just posted something on Facebook just now, so hopefully people saw it. Let's see if I can get anybody who might be on to call into the show real quick for me. Let's see if I can find someone else. What I'm doing is I'm trying to test my show at a different location because tomorrow is going to be my biggest interview of all time, and I need to make sure that everything works. Let's see. Please tune in to. And of course, the keyboard is not working. So I have to pull out my ulterior keyboard. Let's see if I can get it to work right. Now I got to get to see if I can type sideways as well. Okay, am I sitting on, standing on? I forgot the World Series is tonight, everybody. Oh, that's why. All right, let me turn off Frank Thomas. I won't see him. The big hurt. All right, so hopefully everybody can still hear me as I fool around here. Got this test show going. And see if anybody can hear me. All right, let's see. All right, I got somebody going to call in for me. Let's see, all right, there he is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. This is John in New Jersey. How are you?
What's going on, Jonathan from New Jersey? Yeah, I'm trying to do some testing here in a different location, so I appreciate you reaching out.
I needed help.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, since we got your own, let's talk a little sports, since this is not even a sports show, but it's a test. This is only a test, folks. How goes it up north?
Well, seeing that there's not really much of interest in sports here up in the New York City area because of, you know, the teams and what have you. So,
yeah.
Sit back night and watch the World Series. I was actually thrilled that the Falcons got a second rounder for Sanu. That's a pretty high pick.
I thought that was stupid. If it was going to happen, that was best case scenario. So yeah, it was a disappointment. But then it was the second round. I was like, man, we got the best on that one, unfortunately. So if you had to do it, that's best case scenario. So.
Well, I guess that's the start of the whatever. I don't know what the means of a rebuild are, but there's certainly some type of means about to happen. I don't know what they are, but if I made that trade today, I would go ahead and get rid of the head coach and everything today too. But I guess
that's what all of us are so frustrated, because if you even hint at doing that, go all the way with it. But why make
Except
it out
the
that
other
he
thing
is
you
so
have
special?
To, you
know?
Have to think of the Sanu thing as a business deal only.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, we still got too much talent to where you could just talking about scrapping it. But I just think
maybe we don't have much talent.
Well, I mean that's true, but again, coaching, again, sometimes you just gotta be able to tackle. You know, sometimes it's a scheme and all those different things come into play. So. It's interesting.
I guess that the Ram game that was just pitiful.
Yeah, that was there was no excuse.
I mean,
and I even said it.
Pitiful.
I even said it. I was like, you know, the week before, you know, after Deshaun Watson told everybody what was going on, and then you had a rookie kill us, that Jared Goff is going to be made to look like he's Joe Montana, even though they only scored 7 points the week before. And I was like, if you still can't fire him, if that goes bad for us, then what will you fire him for? Like, what are we? Why
think,
are we leveraging?
I don't think they're done at the deadline. I don't think they're done at the deadline. I think they're going to keep. There's going to be a few more players going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think it matters, but we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, but it's
the season being over in October.
We're not used to it. It's a shot, really. And like I said, I said that it was not too early to fire him at 1-4. We still have the whole division to play. It wasn't over, but now 1-6. You know, that's a little bit tough now. You know, so
I will give you some good news. I went to see the Hawks last week play the Knicks, and the Hawks are an exciting team.
Oh yeah, they're the team of the future, for real.
Trae Young,
good
player. And DeAndre Hunter, he's really good. They're loaded. They're going to be very good in 2 years.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah, he's definitely he's showing he's just been waiting in the wing. So, it's just health. It's always health. And you know, Kevin Herter, they still haven't confirmed him yet. I don't think I haven't been available
to
see.
He practiced today. He's playing in.
He
practiced today. Yeah, he practiced.
So that sounds good right there. So that's your starting lineup now, and it's going to be fun. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to be surprised. You know, a lot of people just look at the record from last year, but they didn't watch any games. You know,
right.
So
I don't care, and I don't care about the record this year either. I just want to see development. That's all I care about.
Yeah, yeah, especially with the Braves.
I don't
not
expect
in.
To make the playoffs. So they should just work on it, you know, just develop these kids for the long haul.
Well, I don't know. I'm the crazy person. I think if they play any semblance of defense as opposed to last year, they can make the playoffs this year. They can do it, but it's just can they play it?
You know,
they hadn't done it in
the
preseason yet. Not really.
We'll see how they do when it gets, you know,
exactly.
At the 50 game mark. All right, I'll let you get ready for your show, but just wanted to call in and see if I could help you out there.
Appreciate it now, Jonathan.
You got it. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir. And that was Mr. Jonathan. So, good. So, that means he can hear me. That means I technically don't need headphones sometimes. So, that's good to find out. He has actually his own show up there in New Jersey. So, you definitely tune into that. He's on my Facebook page. But anyway, I'm going to put some music. And because my mom just actually walked in the door. I'm visiting her. Like I said, I'm testing this out here. And so far, so good. But in the meantime, let me just play a little something. I'm trying to find something here, and I can't find it. Oh, there we go. I will be right back. Hey, everybody, I am back. I just heard the music go dead, and I figured, hey, let me get back over here. So far, so good on my test. Appreciate Jonathan from New Jersey calling in. He has a show up there that he does on a Saturday, but I appreciate him doing that. So at least I know everything works. So far, so good. And so far, he could hear me. I could hear him. That means that y'all can hear me. Means the music works. I think I'm good. I think I made the right decision to try to test it here, then driving all the way back home to try to do my show. So I don't think I need to. Let me see. How long have I been on the air? Let's check that real quick. I started this at 7:30. It has been 15 minutes. So far, so good. Let's check the chat room, see if that opens up. And it does. And it looks like it's just me. All right. So I might play some more music. Let me see if I can find somebody online. Let me get Tess. Let's see. Hold up. Let me see. Let's see who I can get to call into the show. And that is not even the number. Here it is. I'm putting in the wrong number. 646-652-4479. I'm probably not going to do any more tests, y'all, because I think I'm good. I feel pretty good. Everything is working right. I can hear all of my sound effects. But I'm going to maybe try one more test caller. And again, and when I finish this, I'm going to listen to it after the fact. I'm going to still use my headphones. Right now, I forgot to bring my headset, so I don't know how the built-in microphone is really working for me until I actually listen to it. But at least I'll know that.
To this day!
So I'm just testing out all of my
congratulations. You played yourself.
There you go. I think I'm good, y'all. Let me check my messages just to make sure. Yeah, I think I'm good. 7:48. Well, it's been 18 minutes. I'm going to do two more minutes, and then I'm going to get out of here. I think that's enough to test it, I think. Oh yeah, the World Series is tonight. The NBA season starts tonight. Lots of stuff going on.
Is it the shoes?
That sounds different without the headphones. All right. So it is 24 minutes left, which means that is 7:50. All right. So I think I'm good, y'all. So thanks for, if you have been listening to this test, appreciate it. Thanks, Jonathan, for calling in earlier. Appreciate it. We did a little talk of some sports. And I think I'm done. So thank you. I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Of course, Dominique Wilkins will be on the show at 12 o'clock on Around the ATL. Make sure you tune in. Talk to y'all later.